So, yeah, this is my place. Welcome. Can I get you anything? Wine, coffee, soda? Fuck yes. Ice water. Water is so good. I know, right? It's what we are literally evolved to drink. Sometimes when I see someone walking by with a Starbucks cup, I want to smack it out of their hand like, try water, bitch. I guess that makes me a huge asshole. I'm glad you get it. Oh, wow. Michelle was so right to set us up. We're cute. We laugh together. We both drink water. It really is the perfect match. I kind of can't believe this is our first date. Everything is just so easy. Plus, you think I'm super hot. Dude, it's obvious. Don't worry about it. I like it, or you wouldn't be here. Normally, I wouldn't bring a guy back to my place after a first date. Oh, yeah. I usually take them to my gladiator pit with all my other first dates. Then there's a big tournament, and the winner gets a second date. It's a whole thing. But not for you. You get to skip all that. Maybe because I think you're pretty hot yourself. Sit with me on the couch. Damn, you smell good. I honestly don't know which one of us is more gorgeous. May I kiss you? Good. Come here. Can I kiss your neck? Thank you. Can I rub your bulge here through your pants? What? Yeah, maybe I am moving a little fast. I already said you're hot and funny. And well, there is another reason. Michelle bet me that I couldn't make you come tonight. What can I say? I'm a sucker for a challenge. Literally, in this case. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to suck you and fuck you and give you the best orgasm of your life right on this couch. It should be fun, right? Wait, are you serious? She bet you that you couldn't leave my apartment without coming? Such a jerk. Well, I guess you're losing that bet. Oh my God. You did not just stand up. You have a total babe who brought you home. Who got you water, who let you skip the line of horny gladiators competing for her body, who has just promised to give you the best orgasm of your life. And you're heading for the door. That is not happening. Not to me. Put that coat down. You know, there's a lot of fun we can have without you coming. I can play with your hair. I can rub your feet. I can whisper filthy things in your ear. Come on, baby. I'll make you feel good, but not too good. Don't go. Come here. Closer. Listen. You either win the bet, or I'll give you mind-blowing, toe-curling, leg-shaking, call your ex and put it on the speakerphone orgasm. Sounds like a win-win. Now, get back on the couch. Good. Where was I? Right. I was kissing your neck. And I just asked if I can rub your cock for your pants. You're not going to come from that, are you? No, of course not. You're so hard. This is going to be fun. How about this? I promise I won't make you come unless you ask. I'll just keep touching you and whispering to you. But I won't be the one to push you over the edge. I'm a nice girl. I'll just make you feel good. And you can decide what you want to do with that. Okay? Good. Oh, let's get that cock out, baby. I want to see what I've been groping. Oh, fuck, that's a good cock. How about a nice, wet, slow hand job? Oh, don't worry. I'll be really slow. You won't come. I promised, remember? Know, when we go slow like this, it gives time for your balls to really get to work. They're churning away down there, making an extra big mega load for me. That's something to consider. If you leave here to take care of yourself, you're going to make an awfully big mess. But if you let me get you off, all that gooey gum will end up inside me. Wouldn't that be better? No mess. No tissue pieces stuck to your chest. Just a big gulp and a smile for me. Do you want that? Oh. To shoot all your cum deep into me? In my mouth? Or maybe my pussy? I want it so bad, baby. No, you're not going to come. All right, then. You had your fun. Now it's my turn. Just because you won't come doesn't mean I can't. Let me get out of these clothes. Look at my dripping pussy, baby. You've turned me on so much. Oh, so pink and sensitive. Oh, don't worry. Your cock's not going inside. I'm just going to rub my pussy lips on it. Doesn't that feel good? I'm not gonna put it in unless you ask. I love rubbing your hard dick on my clit. Fuck, it feels good. This must be fucking torture for you. How did you end up in this situation? Oh, what a silly boy. You want me to put it in? I know you'll come if you put your cock inside me, baby. You won't be able to help it. It's so wet and tight. We better not. You got that bet to win, remember? Just let me get myself off with your cock. I'm so close. Yes. Shove me down by my back, baby. Up my ankles, up by my ears. Fuck, you're wild. Go. Oh, you're so deep. Oh, that feels so good, baby. I promised you would come. It's okay to come inside. I want you to fill me up. Make me overflow with your load. I want to be a complete cum-flooded mess after this. I worked so hard to fill up your balls. It's only fair you empty them into me. So just fuck it into me. Don't feel bad, baby. You never had a chance. Your cum was mine the moment you walked through that door. Damn, that was so good. Thank you. I'm going to be dripping cum for days. I don't think you'd have fucked me half as hard if it weren't for that bet. Honestly, if I was you, if I had bet that I wouldn't come, I'd have done the same thing. Because I love fucking you way more than winning. Stay with me tonight. I want to fall asleep with you, cuddled up next to me. The only thing better than the orgasm I just gave you is the spooning we're going to do in my bed. I have an insane cuddle game. You're not ready. Come on. My bedroom is this way.